Well, howdy people, now here's an update on a news item I put on here. It's about a 19-year-old femon who was caught bringing drugs into Georgia, which is an ex-Soviet place, I guess. You ever noticed how every femon that gets caught doing this sort of thing, it's never their fault? They always play the victim and the damsel in distress. Apparently she said she was forced to by the drug people. Or maybe she was just offered a free holiday or something, yeah? So she played the damsel in distress and she was also pregnant, so she sort of ticked all her boxes, thinking she'd just walk away. And of course her trump card is she's a femon, and they are not supposed to be held accountable for anything. But I guess this state didn't see it that way. But if she paid £215,000, she could have walked free. Well, I don't know, sounds like a pretty sweet damn deal to me. But her family could only raise £140,000. So she's going to have to spend at least 2 years in jail there. Which of course means she'll have the baby in the prison. And I think eventually she's only going to be doing 18 months. So she's went away, she's got pregnant, and she did a bit of drug smuggling. But she doesn't take responsibility probably for any of it. And there's no mention of who the father may be of the baby. Well, you know femons nowadays, you know, ships in the night. Or fleets. And even the media tries to portray her as this innocent femon who's just got caught up with bad people. Here's another picture of her here, which she doesn't look too innocent at all to me. Either way, she's got a pretty damn sweet deal. And that's all because she's a femon, of course. And I guess actions do have consequences, even for femons. I'll put a link to the update down below, guys. You take it easy now.